the tall man. First off, you need to know that I live in a poor Eastern European country, in a big city, but in a bad neighborhood. At least that's what I've been told. I've never actually encountered any creepy individuals that would want to do me any harm, just your usual vandals and troublemakers, never anyone serious. I'm also still a teenager and live with my parents, but growing up in this environment, I consider myself to be quite street smart, a feature that has helped me whenever I was in trouble. It turned out to be very useful today. At about 3 p.m, my dad left for a ping pong practice and I knew that he'd be back around 8 p.m. He usually goes for a beer with his friends afterwards to chill, and coincidentally, my older brother and mom left to help one of my friends clean up the place after a New Year's party. I should have come along, but today I felt a bit sick, and I decided to stay in. In reality, I was very hungover, but my mom doesn't know that. That was probably the luckiest I've ever been. You'll find out why in a minute. So all of my family leaves except for me. Naturally, I've been home alone before, so that doesn't really make me uneasy at all. But having been a longtime reader of this subreddit, I take more precaution than I used to. I check to see if the door is closed, turn off the lights when needed, etc. The evening goes just like any other. I'm rewatching some episodes of Skins, the UK version, duh, when suddenly I feel the urge to get a snack. Just behind my apartment complex, there's a very well-known supermarket on which I can always rely on whenever I'm in deep need of a snack. So that's like a 5-minute walk. I put on my coat and some flip-flops and I head out. It's freezing balls outside, and I can see the bright lights of the supermarket in the distance, but something was off. In front of the automatic doors, there was a small, robust figure. As I got closer, I could distinguish his face. It was this man whose face I've seen before. I remember him countless times roaming around our blocks of flats, but never actually thought anything of it. He was dressed poorly and was staying in front of the doors as if he was guarding them. I asked if the supermarket was still open and he pointed at a paper which was clipped near the schedule. It said it closed at 6 p.m. due to the holiday season. It was 6:20 p.m. I let out a sigh and wanted to turn around to go home, but he told me in an alarmed voice that there was a very close boutique next to the supermarket. I told him that I didn't need anything important and that I would come back tomorrow, but he kept on insisting and saying it's a 2-minute walk from there, all the while staring at me in a weird manner. That was the first red flag, but I found a logical explanation in my mind thinking that maybe the man was just very eager to help me, maybe so that I'd give him some money. That sort of made sense in my mind, but I was still alert. So I walked to the boutique and took whatever I could find fastest, paid, wished the shop owner a happy new year, and left in a hurry. As time passed, I was getting more and more nervous for some reason. I guess it was just my gut telling me that something was off. What really made me switch was the fact that I'd been gone for about 5 minutes, and as I was passing the supermarket, the guy who was usually roaming the area was nowhere to be seen. At that point, I started jogging towards my apartment, all the while trying to calm myself and imagining plausible explanations as to why the guy was not there anymore. I got to the bottom of the stairs of the front door, and in the distance, I'm short-sighted, I noticed a tall, dark figure entering the elevator, and at the same time, almost planned, the automatic light switched off. I desperately ran towards the interphone and clumsily got my keys out to open the door. As I ran to the elevator, it was still running. I live on the 7th floor. I could see it go up to the 3rd, then the 4th, then the 5th, then it stopped. I let out a big sigh of relief, but was still skeptical, so I took the stairs. As I was walking up the stairs, almost laughing, I noticed that above me, the light on the 6th floor was turned on. That was a bit curious, but I kept on walking. Suddenly, I saw the light on the 7th floor turn on, and I stopped, looked above, and hoped that whoever it was would go to the 8th floor. A minute passed, which felt like hours, and the light on the 7th floor was still on. I decided to take action, so I ran all the way up to my floor and saw something that almost made me pass out. The tall, dark figure was kneeling at my doorknob, trying to, what I presume to be a lockpick, get in my door. In these kind of situations, I rarely get angry. I just want whatever is going on to stop. So, from afar, I shout a very weak, "Hey!" And the guy, in an instant, turns around and stands up. I see him for a split second and he looks fucking terrifying. Long black trench coat, a hat, and leather gloves. He smiles at me and reveals his yellow, unkempt teeth. He fucking smiles at me. Do you know that stomach-turning feeling when you stumble upon something that is so scarily out of your world and wrong that you just cannot look, but you want to? That was that, amplified by like 1,000. I was shitting my pants, and to my surprise, the man took off running. Before he reached the stairs, he mumbled, "Sorry," and got away. I was still in shock and couldn't follow him or call the police, or even move for that matter. I easily got to the door of my apartment and noticed a pin was still stuck in there. Yep, he was definitely trying to get into my house. Who knows what he wanted to do? My parents won't be back for about 2 more hours, and I'm not sure if I should tell them or even call the cops. Thinking in retrospective, I think this tall man and the man in front of the supermarket may have conducted a plan. It would have been all too convenient for him to catch me off guard like that. Either way, that's a scary thought. One thing is for certain, I will be keeping a bat in my room from now on. So much for New Year's resolutions. So, tall dark man that wanted to enter my home uninvited, let's not meet. Hey listeners, thanks again for tuning in tonight. I hope each and every one of you have a safe and happy new year. See you in the darkness.